So then really, what we mean by the Shema is the following. Shema doesn't just mean hear or to listen. It really means to be attentive, to understand, to accept. Each and every one of us. That Hashem, who is Hayah Hoyve V'yiyah and Adon HaKol, was, is and will be master of everything. That He is Elokim. We recognize Him. We recognize that He's omnipotent, He's all-powerful, that all strength is contained within Him. That He is Hashem Echad. That He is one God. We'll get to the Hashem Echad soon enough. But the Ramah in Siman Samach Aleph, Sifri Dalad, says you're meant to have a little bit of a gap between Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. In order that it should be very, very clear that it's Hashem who is Elokeinu, He is Hashem Echad. And the implication of that is that the main Kabbalah, the main thing we're meant to accept upon ourselves when we say Kriya Shema, is not just that Hashem is one, but rather, there's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, to be Mekabel, al lekabel alav, o Malchus Shamayim, right? Salaim ala haydas b'yichad lahaminai. It's not just to believe in one God, because then you could just read it in one go. There's something we're meant to pause at in the middle of the Shema, Hashem Elokeinu. That the very words Hashem Elokeinu are themselves an act of Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. This is the way of Shem Zalman Orbach lands, actually. That by saying the words Hashem Elokeinu as a unique, distinct, self-contained phrase, that we recognize and we accept Hashem's as God, His power. And in fact, the Archas Chaim in Hilchas Kriya Shema says when you say Hashem Elokeinu, you're meant to think, yeah, Hashem's my king. And that is Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. Hashem is my God. Hashem is our God. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari HaAvodah, he says the same thing. Hashem Elokeinu means Misha Shmoi Hashem Hu Elokeinu. The one that we call Hashem, He is our God, and we accept upon ourselves Elokuso Malchuso for all Tariq Mitzvahs. We accept upon ourselves the fact that He is Hashem and the responsibility of 613 Mitzvahs. That's what we mean with Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim. It's not just when we say the words Hashem Echad, but it's actually in the middle of the Shema when we say Hashem Elokeinu. Misha Shmai Hashem, Shekibalnu Aleinu Al Malchus Shamayim, Vekibalnu Aseinu Melech Shefet. That we're accepting Hashem upon ourselves as the King. We're accepting Hashem upon ourselves as God. And all the ramifications of that. All of that we will fuse into Hashem Echad, will explain and express that there's one force. But the acceptance of Al Malchus Shamayim, of the responsibility of being a Jew, the responsibility of living with the truth and living up for the truth. That's Hashem Elokeinu. Intimately involved in our lives. Not an abstract deist approach. We're not theists or deists. Absolutely not. God is not abstract. There's something called Ritzayin Hashem. Hashem wants things from us. He put us in this world for a reason. And when we say Hashem Elokeinu, we're accepting upon ourselves the implications of the fact that Hashem is our God.